Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theatre. Smee, get me my hook. This is going to be a long one.
I'm coming, Captain. Hang on.
Hi, everybody. It's not going to be long. He's lying. I'm going to do a quick story at the end of this because the story is really short. And, I just thought I would apologize for posting yesterday's episode this morning and this episode this evening. But my computer, the tried, trusted, and true, I don't even know what kind of computer it is. Anyway, spinning wheel of death. Spinning blue wheel of death. I fought with it all evening till like 1 o'clock and 1:30 in the morning. And finally, I gave up. It just was not happening. So I had an old computer that was sitting on a shelf that I didn't have a power cord for. And when I went to sleep, I had no plan, no idea. I was thinking, uh-oh, this is it. This is the end. And I thought when I woke up in the morning, I had this epiphany. I was like, well, I have a computer bag. And I dug out this computer bag, and in this computer bag was a cord. And that cord plugged into that laptop. And I don't know, subconscious Sherlock Holmes going at it, going, you know, this is elementary, my dear Watson, this here child's play of deduction. Just going through memory. Anyway, boom, got a computer. Plug it in, and it's slow to turn on. Like, I was really, really worried. You'd almost hear it like cranking, right? Anyway, it finally booted up, and it was a Windows screen, and I went to go type in a password, and I hit the space bar, and boom, it just opened up in the window, and it says Windows 7, and I'm like, right on, and I look down in the bottom corner, and it says 2008, August. So this laptop, conceivably, the battery died on it in 2008. August. So, needless to say, it has to stay plugged in or it does not work. It is just like unplugging a tower. If that cord comes out, it's off. So that's something to work around. Now, my dad gave me this laptop a long time ago. Obviously, he gave it to me 9 years ago, and he did his own job of cleaning it. So I think he just took the folder named C and dumped it in the recycling bin, because there's a lot of weird stuff going on and things that don't work, and it doesn't trust the internet. But anyway, Audacity, it worked. It's on there. I forgot all those annoying windows that you have to click on show me once or only show me this time kind of crap, because annoying. Every time you click on a button, it's pop-up window to tell you what it's going to do, and it's like, I know what it's going to do. Stop popping up. I'm trying to get a podcast done. And, but hey, that episode got out, and this one's going to get out, and the next one's going to get out, and we're going to continue forward. And I think it was at the beginning when Mark, the Encaffeinated One, said, don't change the process. Well, thankfully, we were able to just move that process over to a new medium. Well, medium? I don't think medium's the correct word. To a new port. We moved it over, and it works incredibly well. Way better than the boat anchor that is currently a spinning blue ball of death. Okay, without further ado, we're going to move on to the next story. Everyone, great podcasts, loving it. Mike Wills, the weather that I like the most?
The weather that we like the most is that wonderful thick fog that's about 2.5 feet thick just on the top of the moorland when you wake up in the morning, and that fresh smell of dew on the air. And as you walk, you can't see anything past your hips, and you just kind of float through the mist. That's our favourite kind of weather. Have a wonderful evening. From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theatre, we wish you a good evening or a good day, depending on your life choices. Hashtag Jessica Jones Defenders.
Odin tells to Vidar, his silent son,
the secret of his doings. It was not only to giants and men that Odin showed himself in the days when he went through Jotunheim in Midgard as Vitgam the Wanderer. He met and spoke with the gods also, with one who lived far away from Asgard, and with others who came to Midgard and to Jotunheim. The one who lived far away from Asgard was Vidar, Odin's silent son. Far within a wilderness, with branches and tall grasses growing around him, Vidar sat. And nearby him a horse grazed with saddle upon it, a horse that was ever ready for the speedy journey. And Odin, now Vetgam the Wanderer, came into that silent place and spoke to Vidar, the silent son.
"Ho, Vidar," he said, "the strangest of all my sons. God, who will live when all of us have passed away? God, who will bring the memory of the dwellers of Asgard into the world that will know not their power? O Vidar, well do I know why there grazes nearby thee the horse ever ready for the speedy journey. It is thou mayest spring upon it and ride unchecked, a son speeding to avenge his father. To only you, O Vidar, the silent one, will I speak of the secrets of my doings. Who but you can know why I, Odin, the eldest of the gods, hung on the tree Yardasil 9 days and 9 nights, mine own spear transfixing me? I hung upon the windy tree that I might learn the wisdom that would give me the power of the 9 worlds. On the 9th night the runes of wisdom appeared before mine eyes, and slipping down from the tree I took them to myself. And I shall tell why my ravens fly to thee, carrying in their beaks scraps of leather. It is that thou mayest make for thyself a sandal. With that sandal on thou mayest put thy foot on the lower jaw of the mighty wolf and rend him. All the shoemakers of the earth throw on the ground scraps of the leather they use, so that thou mayest be able to make the sandal for thy wolf-rending foot. And I have counselled the dwellers of earth to cut off the fingernails and the toenails of their dead, lest from those fingernails and the toenails the giants make for themselves the ship Naglfar, in which they will sail the north on the day of Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods. More, Vidar, I will tell thee. I, living amongst men, have wed the daughter of a hero. My son shall live as a mortal amongst mortals. Sigi his name shall be. From him shall spring heroes who will fill Valhalla, my own hall in Asgard, with the heroes against the day of our strife, with the giants and with Satur of the flaming swords.
For long Odin stayed in that silent place, communing with his silent son, with Vidar, who, with his brother, would live beyond the lives of the dwellers of Asgard, and who would bring into another day and another world the memory of the Æsir and the Vanir. For long Odin spoke with him, and then he went across the wilderness where the grass and the bushes grew, and where that horse grazed in readiness for the sudden journey. He went towards the seashore where the Æsir and the Vanir were now gathered for the feast that the old Aegir, the giant king of the sea, had offered them.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 license. Music, A Viking's Tale, was downloaded from Shutterstock and is performed by Zeonium.